see Zendaya like you've never seen her before.
From visionary filmmaker Luca Guadagnino comes Challengers, where Zendaya stars as Tashi Duncan, a former tennis prodigy who makes no apologies for her game on and off the court.
For more than a decade, she has had former best friends Patrick and Art, played by Josh O'Connor and Mike Feist, under her spell.
It's Tashi's game and Tashi's rules.
See Challengers only in theaters April 26th. Get tickets now at challengersmovie.com.
Don't just ride the index, seek to outperform it with Fidelity Active ETFs. Learn more at fidelity.com/active ETFs. Before investing in any exchange-traded fund, you should consider its investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Contact Fidelity for a prospectus, an offering circular, or if available, a summary prospectus containing this information. Read it carefully. While active ETFs offer the potential to outperform an index, these products may more significantly trail an index as compared with passive ETFs. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Welcome to Here to Make Friends, a HuffPost podcast about the Bachelor franchise, where we lovingly snark on The Bachelor and Bachelor-adjacent shows.
Whether you love The Bachelor or love to hate it, we're here to break down every single delicious moment with you.
I'm Emma Gray.
And I'm Claire Fallon.
Hey guys, so if you're listening to this, that means that Nick has already fulfilled his romantic destiny.
Whatever that turns out to mean. Unfortunately, New York is currently buried under what we've heard will be about 75 feet of snow, so we're not able to record our recap today.
We are currently trapped in Brooklyn, being very cozy, but in the meantime, we wanted to share with you a pre-finale panel that we taped last night at AOL's Build Studio with one of our senior entertainment editors, Lee Blickley, and the one and only Olivia Caridi. We, you know, made some predictions and talked more generally about the season and about The Bachelor.
Yeah, and if you just sit tight, we will have our finale recap coming tomorrow with Phoebe Robinson. We're very excited to do that. But for now, we hope you'll enjoy this conversation and also enjoy your snow day. You deserve it.
This is unwieldy.
Okay, so you call multitasking. We have to pour the wine and hold our mics at the same time.
Okay, this is cool.
Guys, thank you so much for being here. We're so excited. We don't have much time before the finale, so we're going to try to keep this to 30 minutes. So let's start off with some predictions. We have Vanessa. We have Raven. Guys, let's hear it for Vanessa. You think Vanessa's going to win? What about Team Raven? Do we have any Raven lovers? Okay. Fair shot. Let's start with you, Olivia. You have your wine. Yeah. Prediction, Vanessa or Raven?
That could have been bad. Vanessa, I guess.
Yeah? Why? Why?
I don't really want either of them to, like, win, but Vanessa, she's the only person he can make eye contact with, so I think that's a plus, you know? So I think she's going to win for sure. Yeah. So
it's a sign of a true
love. It's a sign
love.
Of a true love match there.
Emma Gray? So.
I got to say Vanessa also. I feel like from day one, he just liked her the best. And being able to have like a real conversation where you do more than like flit about is
he
probably
He talked about
a good
the
sign.
Future with Vanessa. Woo, it's crazy.
Complete sentences on real topics. I hear that's the stuff that true love is made of.
It's true.
Yeah. Claire? Well, I'm kind of feeling Vanessa, but maybe
the contrarian.
Maybe he loves Raven too much to look in her eyes, and that's what we're really seeing. So maybe we'll all be really surprised tonight.
I've been doing dating all wrong.
I have too. That's why
guys,
it's going so
I
well.
Really just don't think he's gonna pick either of them.
I
hope he just doesn't.
I was just saying that because it was on. Oh, it's not right on my bottle. Oh well. Okay.
You're team wine.
I'm team wine.
So what do we want to see tonight, though? What are we looking for to solidify our choice and make this apparent to us? Because I'm having a very hard time with the season, and I'll be willing to talk about my not
so will I
like for Nick Vile, but
I'm just looking for a really big Neil Lane rock.
Oh yeah.
Like the ugliest, most ornate one you can think of. Yeah.
I'm always just touched to see the beautiful rapport that Nick and Neil Lane have established in their long relationship.
He's like going to propose to Neil Lane, probably.
I would really enjoy that.
Olivia, what do you need to see tonight? I know you're just...
As a cynic, I would love to see him, both of them, like, dump him. I think it'd be so funny, you know? Like, fourth in a row, sorry, it didn't work again.
I think ABC would like to see that.
They'd be like, you are so done, dude. You're so done. No, I love love. It's great.
That was super convincing.
Nothing I say.
Do we think it's going to end in a proposal, though? Or do we think maybe.
Yes, it has to.
Yes.
It physically has to, or he's done. At least do it, and we can figure it out later. But, like, you have to do it.
I mean, if you want to date the person, why not at least just, like, do the proposal, give ABC what they want, get the ring, and then, like,
yeah,
you don't make
it,
you just give it back.
Yeah, that's true. We hear it so many times with the girls, like, I just wanted to be engaged once, and you ruined that for me. You ruined that chance.
That's what every little girl dreams, is to be engaged once. It's our, like, lifetime goal. So I really relate to that.
Oh. All right, guys, let's start doing a rating of Nick Vile. He's been on many a season of the Bachelor franchise. But how did you guys think he did as The Bachelor, as the star of the show?
We disagree on this topic.
A little bit.
Yeah, just
it's ruining our friendship.
It really is. I don't know how I'm sitting with you guys. No, you know, I think he did okay. I'm just having a hard time believing that he actually is, like, in it. I don't know.
I think he's very in his head. He's an incredibly self-aware person, which sometimes gets in the way, I think, of really great, entertaining reality TV. But I think on the whole, he's done a pretty good job. We've gotten to see some more substantive conversations. We finally got to see someone who was open to dating a diverse selection of women. I mean, we got Rachel out of this, so I can't
really
complain.
Yeah.
I love you, Rachel. I love you, Rachel.
I mean, that's Nick's greatest virtue as The Bachelor, and I love Nick. I have a well-documented history of that. But, like, he has great taste in women, and he likes intelligent women. He likes women who, you know, stand up to him. And that's really reflected in the women who made it to the end of the show this year. And for a franchise that is so guided by who gets to the end of each season, that's a kind of big deal. So I give him high marks.
Yeah, we actually got to see women who asserted their personhood enough to not be seen as complete objects, which in itself is pretty impressive
on a
show like The Bachelor.
Yeah. That's a really depressingly low bar.
Yeah, the bar is very low at the show. I think we've already established that.
Olivia, tell us about that low bar.
As someone who's experienced it.
If you have an opinion, you're done for, basically. Yeah. If you have a personality, yikes.
Oof. Well, yeah, Nick Vile is not my favorite Bachelor. I have to say, after Ben Higgins, guys, didn't we all love Ben Higgins? He was genuine. He was sweet. Nick Vile just does. I don't take him seriously. Sorry.
I got lipstick on my mic. Sorry, I was fixing that.
How she feels about Ben?
Yeah. This show is ruined.
I love Ben. I loved Ben.
But were you falling in love with Ben?
I thought I was, but I wasn't. It's okay. Like, I knew it was Lauren. I knew it was, so it's fine. I was just hanging out.
Can you talk to us? Tell us a little bit more about that. How did you know, like, what was it like to actually be a contestant on this show?
It's really weird. It's like a social experiment. We would travel with Ben, which I never understood why, because it was so obvious what we were doing, but he would just stare at Lauren. Like, she could, like, be picking her nose, and he'd be like, I love you. And so at that moment, I was like, yeah, it's probably not any of us, so that's okay. But yeah, no, it was weird. We were tired. We were very drunk. And you think all these things because you're stuck in this, like, mind warp that you're all thinking about this one guy. And then when I went home, I was like, all right, on to the next one. And it's been that way for a year, so... Keep drinking.
But what about those tears we heard when you were stranded on that beach?
Okay, you guys, those were dubbed, duh. Like, if you think about it, the helicopter was above me because it didn't show my face, because on the sand, I was like, I'm cold and I would like to go home, please. Thank you. I'm done. Thanks. I wasn't
the joy crying. Of editing, right, guys?
It's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing.
It is an art form
on
The Bachelor.
It really is.
Speaking of that art form, we have to talk about the top five moments of this season of The Bachelor.
Yay!
The first one we decided was Corinne's nap.
Which one? Which nap?
You just quoted her, I think.
Episode
one? Did you purposely do that?
Just trying to be more like Abraham Lincoln.
It's so great. Michael Jackson. Was it Michael Jackson? Jordan. No,
Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
Different.
Not Michael Jackson, sorry.
What did you guys think about Corinne's napping? Was it real? Was it fake? Was it edited?
Yes. I plead the fifth.
It was all of the above, I think. I mean...
Did you see
her
face?
She was definitely napping, but she was not asleep in all of those
shots. She was smiling.
Certainly not.
And there you could smiling.
Hear
she
some sleep noises dubbed over yeah. half of those.
She was smiling.
Shots.
This is her. Can you please lay in a bed and pretend you're sleeping?
Yes. But look, I've been 24, and I know how it is to need a nap.
Yeah.
You know, she's definitely napping.
I've been 29, and I know how it is to need a
I've
nap.
I've been 24, and I've took my first nap last week, so, you know.
Wow.
Yeah.
What was your toddlerhood like?
Rough. Ask my mom.
Oh, gosh. Number two, we have Vanessa's vomiting up in the spacecraft. What was that? An airline that was simulating spacecraft?
I can't really describe the physics of how they do that, but it was sort of a plane in which they were simulating zero gravity by, I think, flying very quickly towards the Earth. Please don't quote me on this. But that was the moment when it was clear that it was like a nose-picking moment. Yeah. She threw up. He was like, yeah, I want to get my mouth on that.
I definitely want to kiss her after she pukes.
Yeah, if he's enamored with her right after she vomits, like, no one else can compete with that. Yeah.
That was a sign she was the one. I'm still team Vanessa. The vomit was everything to
Even
me.
Even her stomach bile, he just, like, wants it.
Yeah.
Ugh, beautiful God. Picture.
I could go farther, thanks. But I'm going to stop myself.
My Chardonnay is coming up.
Yeah.
What about Liz's speech? That epic speech she gave... Maybe it's not epic. Claire, with that face, what did you think of Liz's speech?
I felt so bad for her in that moment because you could tell that she was really pushed by producers probably to lay it all out there, to use her opportunity, and it was not landing at all, especially with Nick, but it was so long, and it kept going. But as we saw at the Women Tell All, Liz enjoys giving speeches. So there was
I think she really redeemed that. Herself at the,
yeah,
at the Women
Tell
All.
She gave a better speech at Women
it
Tell All.
It was a better timed speech, yeah.
She also had a lot of fans among the ladies that maybe we didn't realize.
I just want her to follow me back on Instagram. Liz, follow me back, please. Thanks.
Yeah.
Liz,
if you're watching,
I really do like
follow
you.
Olivia.
I think you're great. I'm team Liz, honestly. Yeah.
Liz, we love you.
Yeah, I think they would have been a good match.
Were temporarily.
Yeah, but he could, who knows? Okay, never mind.
How do we feel about Jasmine choking Nick on the end of that date?
I think physical violence is without consent is never a great thing. So that's
yeah,
kind of where I land
which,
on that.
Let's go back to Josephine's slap.
Oh,
remember that?
Forgot
go back
that.
To Josephine singing.
That was a lot so of good. Stuff that happened.
Let's
this
not
year.
Go back to Josephine at all.
I think it's really a testament to the good stuff that happened this season that Jasmine simulating erotic choking of Nick was barely a blip on the.
Yeah, it didn't even make
register.
It into the Women Tell All.
Oh, true. Yikes.
We love the word simulating tonight, by the way.
Wait, Olivia, you were at the Women Tell All while it was taping.
Yeah. It was
Did
so long.
Jasmine get questioned at all?
Never. It never came up.
Really?
No.
And it That's never... literally the only thing yeah. I care about from this season.
It never came up. She made sure to talk a lot, but it never came up.
You were saying that the Women Tell All was pretty vicious
it was lit.
This year. Yeah.
It was lit. It made us look like little like lambs just in the field. They were like, rah! And I was like, I was getting anxiety. I was working with the press. So one, it was fun to be on the other side. But yeah, it was goofy. They just were screaming on top of each other. And I was like Taylor, basically. But she got it way harder than I did, I think.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about Taylor and how she was kind of... She was vilified on the Women Tell All. Did we find that? Are you guys
I
team
think she was vilified
Taylor,
the entire
team
time.
Team Corinne? Corinne? See? Everyone loves Corinne.
Also, can't you love Corinne and still have some empathy for Taylor? Like,
yes.
That was awful to watch. Awful. And
I DM'd her right afterwards, and I was like, you or me, you're going to get through this. It's okay. It's fine. She said something that you think you can say to like people, but you can't say it in front of cameras with editors who will replay the thing you said 57,000 times. So, yeah, it did come off as a little bit entitled, which is ironic because she called Corinne entitled. But, you know, Corinne also, like, did not really own up to anything that she did, which I'm not saying she did anything particularly wrong. I still don't think I did everything wrong in the world, and I still was like, rah, everyone was attacking me. But, like, at some point you have to say, look, let's both say sorry. And that didn't happen. At least when it was taping live, it didn't happen. And then
you said you saw a moment where they hugged, right?
It was not a friendly hug. It was like after 4 hours, they needed it just to hope that it would make the cut, and it still didn't. But they did hug everyone. They did hug. It just never made the cut.
Yeah. They hugged it was, with hate in their heart.
It was very, I was like, I interviewed Corinne after, and I was like, did you whisper in her ear, like, this is not over? Because it was not a friendly hug at all.
Okay, so you got engaged. Congrats. Now you may be wondering what comes next.
If you're planning a wedding, the first thing you need to know about is Zola.
With Zola, you can plan your entire wedding in one convenient place. From the day you get engaged and search for the venue to the day you send out your save the dates, make your registry, and even taste your cake.
Zola has literally everything you need to make the whole process super easy and actually even enjoyable.
There's even a 5-star app that helps you plan on the go or, you know, from your couch, which is certainly how, if I was planning a wedding, I would definitely want to do it as loungily as possible.
So important.
I also just know myself. I know that planning any kind of event, like even a birthday party, can get very stressful. And so it's been really cool to see friends use Zola. It really seems to make everything a lot less stressful. And as a frequent wedding attender, I love to be able to hop on that Zola registry and just purchase a gift. Easy peasy. I know I've done it. I won't forget. Thank you, Zola.
Yeah, everything's all in the same place. It's perfect. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals.
Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes.
And you can choose from a weekly menu of 35 options and more than 60 add-ons every week.
Eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. Just heat and savor the good stuff.
Plus, you can customize your weekly meals with as much or as little as you need. And you can pause or reschedule your deliveries to suit your lifestyle.
They're celebrating Earth Day all month long at Factor. Look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for their lowest carbon footprint meals.
Especially since I've been back from my travels, I've gotten really out of practice with my normal meal prep. And so Factor has been really helping me kind of bridge that gap, know that I have healthy, whole meals in my fridge ready to eat when I need them.
Head to factormeals.com/LTSI50 and use code LTSI50 to get 50% off your first month, plus 20% off your next month.
That's code LTSI50 at factormeals.com/LTSI50. 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Are you one of those people who thinks they don't have time to prioritize wellness? Yeah, guilty.
Well, Claire, Allo Moves is here to change that whole mindset for you.
The app makes it so easy to keep your wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place. There's yoga, Pilates, fitness classes. There's mindfulness and self-care tips, even healthy recipes, and so much more.
It's kind of wild how far-reaching Allo Moves goes. And their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour. It really just depends on what you have time for that day.
Trying to get in a good sweat? Then you've got to try their award-winning workouts like sweat-inducing yoga flows, HIIT classes, or reformer Pilates workouts with or without weights.
Or you can find stress relief with things like meditations, affirmations, or face yoga.
It's so hard to prioritize wellness when you have a busy job or kids or both. And now that I have both, it's so important to me to be able to squeeze in a workout when I have that random 5 minutes to an hour in between tapings after bedtime. It makes such a big difference how flexible it is and how easy it is to get what you need from the app.
Unlock your personal wellness routine with Allo Moves.
Go to allomoves.com now and use code LTSI20 for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership.
That's allomoves.com, code LTSI20.
allomoves.com, code LTSI20.
Let me set the scene. Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at actually unbeatable prices.
I love it.
Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach.
Like 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and timeless 14-karat gold jewelry.
The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. We truly love to see it.
By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes.
I love Quince, and I actually have a couple recent Quince purchases that I'm really excited about. I just ordered the Glow Boho hoops to have like kind of a chunkier version of my usual gold hoops to wear, like maybe on a date night or something. And they are beautiful. They're everything I dreamed of.
Indulge in affordable luxury.
Go to quince.com/LTSI for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/LTSI to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/LTSI.
Anyone who's been listening to this podcast for a while, or even not that long, knows that we love Article. I mean, honestly, I'm looking around my home right now. Coffee tables from Article. That lovely chair out on my deck, Article. Our big console, Article. My bed frame, Article. This is an Article household.
It is. And it was an inspiration to me. We finally got our first Article piece of furniture recently, our new couch. And my husband and I are both constantly just like, how did we live before this couch? This is such an improvement over what we had before. It's so comfortable. It just seems to get more comfortable every day. I mean, it's the couch you dream of.
And the reason that we have both been able to find ideal furniture on Article is because Article believes in delightful design for every home.
And thanks to their online-only model, they have some really delightful prices, too.
Their curated assortment of mid-century modern, coastal, industrial, Scandi, and boho designs makes furniture shopping simple.
And their team of designers are all about finding that perfect balance between style, quality, and price, because we all want the best of all of those three things united in one piece of furniture, right?
Plus, they're dedicated to thoughtful craftsmanship that stands the test of time and, you know, looks good doing it.
Article is offering our listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.
To claim, visit article.com/LTSI, and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout.
That's article.com/LTSI for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.
We got to get back to this villain conversation, but first we have to name our fifth top moment. Rachel's goodbye, guys. It wasn't surprising because we knew she was a bachelorette. Yeah. But it was still sad. I really thought
it
those two were like meant to be together.
I thought she was going to win, so that was kind of awkward. I was like, okay.
I know, they really ruined it.
Yeah, they really did. I still don't know the reason behind it. People ask me, I don't know. Sorry,
I've heard so many theories,
me.
You know, that it's for casting so they could get better guys.
Or to get her a bigger social media following.
Said,
I heard that.
It means nothing.
But we are super excited
some shade
to have
of Chris
her.
Over here.
What?
I love watching people cry on The Bachelor. So watching both Nick and Rachel cry, just the genuine human suffering was... I really enjoyed that.
That's why you watch every Monday night, Claire. Yeah. I know you.
Claire is a real fan of... Man
I will
tears.
Say, like, I think Rachel and Nick had a really great, like, rapport together. I don't know if it was romantically, like, the one, but I think he really does care for all of the women. I will say that. He cares about Corinne, you can tell, and I think he was there for these women, and, you know, it's cool. I like that.
I think he's not going to pick any of the women, and he's going to go back for the Bachelorette and chase after Rachel, like, I made a mistake! Fifth time's a charm!
He'll show up and go on a feminist rant.
This is my hope, because tonight they say that something's going to happen on After the Final Rose that has never happened in Bachelor history.
Guys, what do you
and
think
we
it
know
is?
That they always really deliver well on those promises.
They really do.
Always.
Well, can we see Nick and Vanessa getting married? Can we see them announcing some big news? Like, what is this
pregnant
going to be?
I can't.
No, I don't think it's that.
I can't participate.
But they've already done, like, everything. Well, you know, they've already shown up broken up. They've shown up and, oh, he's with the runner-up instead. Like, they've done so many things that I just don't see what it could be pertaining to Nick and Vanessa's relationship.
It doesn't. Yeah. I don't think it has anything to do with Nick and Vanessa. Yeah. I think it's Chris Harrison retiring. He looked really
and
bored.
And Nick is his replacement.
He looked miserable, you guys. I was there. He was like, can we this please end, Lord Jesus?
Well, he's hardly been in the season.
I mean,
we've seen him like
he has
times.
To listen to these girls crying about naps, and he's like, geez.
Oh, he loves it.
He hates it.
It pops up out of nowhere, though, that Chris Harrison. Like, with this thing. Do we really need a Bachelor host? Guys, do we need Chris Harrison? I think so.
I think they're going to one day pass it off to Sean Lowe. That's my theory.
They did prime him with the
or
after
me,
show.
Because that would be appropriate because I'm media trained, but no.
No, it has to be a man.
Olivia for Bachelor.
They would
host.
Never give
There's
it to
really
me.
There's a really solid glass ceiling for Bachelor.
They would
hosts.
Never give it to me.
Guys, let's just touch on Rachel briefly. Are we excited to see her as the Bachelorette? And do we think maybe there'll be a better crop of guys out there because Rachel?
I hope so, because I need some men to date.
Yeah, Olivia's coming for all the rejects, so.
Yeah. Slide if my they DM, could be you quality. Guys slide my DM. It's okay, it's open. I check my DM.
You're just a really nice, together guy with a stable job, and you want to go on Paradise after Rachel's season.
Please.
And meet someone like Olivia.
No, guys, we want Olivia on Bachelor in Paradise,
oh,
right?
Yeah. Woo! Yeah, that was not enthusiastic.
Yeah, that was a little tepid.
No one wants to see
She's
me.
Staying home now because of you.
Because of you guys, I'm not going on. I've never been more excited for Bachelorette, honestly, than Rachel. Yeah, it's going to be great.
I'm really excited,
too. I'm pumped for her. Mm-hmm. It's going to be awesome.
All right, well, we only have a few minutes left, so I want to get to... let's talk about villains on the show. Nick was a villain once. Olivia, I think you were a villain once.
I was, yeah.
But let's talk about the difference a little bit between being a female villain on this franchise and being a male villain on this franchise.
We only have 2 minutes. I got to make this short. I think someone sent me a tweet that I thought was really interesting. They screenshotted Chad's comments on Instagram and my comments on Instagram. And I don't know what I can say on this thing, but... Chads were like, oh my God, you're such a dick, but you're hot, so I love you. Like, oh my God. Me, it was, I'm a C word, a B word, I should kill myself, I'm a devil, you suck. People were commenting on my mom's Instagram saying your daughter is a devil. Like, what the hell is that? So I'm sitting here thinking, why is it that men get punished for saying, making fun of women with physical disabilities or, you know, whatever. And then, you know, I looked like a little crazy, whatever. But like, I didn't never made fun of people with disabilities, but it's okay. He's hot. Okay. That's fine. That's okay. But
I agree. I think that people perceive being cruel as a masculine quality. So they're like,
right.
Whoa, what a man.
Whoa.
He is so awful to people.
Wow.
He talks
so poorly about people.
Right, how great. But I think there's also something that women are sort of socialized to be like, well, if you're the cool girl, you'll also kind of like that because you aren't like super sensitive like all those other women who care when a man is physically assaults people and also makes fun of their disabilities.
It's fine. No big deal. Yeah. It's something I think about all the time. Once I saw that tweet and saw it next to each other, I was flabbergasted. I still think about it all the time. The amazing thing is 90% of the comments that I got were from women. And I'm sitting here thinking, how are you as a woman calling another woman a C word and saying I should kill myself and no one would care? It's crazy. It's nuts. And I'll go on for an hour, so I'm going to stop talking.
We're skipping the show tonight,
We're skipping
guys.
It. It's over.
We're going to do a real deep dive on misogyny among women.
It's crazy. It's crazy, yeah.
But we could.
We did see that, if we can end on this, there was a New York Times opinion piece by Jennifer Weiner that kind of talked about The Bachelor and the age of Trump. What did you guys take of that piece? Do you guys want to give up The Bachelor as well? Or do you, you know, what's your opinion on this?
I'm going to let you guys start.
Emma is ready to
Yeah, you guys have been talking about this for a little bit, so I'll let you.
I think it's a bit of a stretch to suggest that The Bachelor is responsible for Donald Trump's election. I'm going to put that out there. I also think that if you are someone who has been taught media literacy, you can enjoy something that isn't perfectly in line with your values, and you can use it as a teaching tool, as something that's interesting, and also as something that is pure frothy escapism, which personally, in this political moment, like, I need that. I need my 2 hours out of the week where I can tune everything out and ridiculously invest in something that I know isn't that serious. And then I can sit and talk with Claire for an hour and a half about how anti-feminist it is.
It's great.
Yeah, so true. Claire?
No, I totally agree. I think that the important thing is being conscious of what you're consuming. And a big thread in Jennifer Weiner's piece is that she gave up The Bachelor. And as many of you probably know, she was a prolific Bachelor tweeter for a long time. We all followed and enjoyed her tweets. She gave it up because she felt like it contributed to Trump's election. I don't think that watching a show that you are smart about consuming is going to have a negative effect on the political ecosystem. It's really important not to want the same thing in your government. And maybe, you know, at one point she mentions that she felt like a little bit regretful that Donald Trump wasn't going to be the president because, wow, it would have been entertaining. And I just thought, oh my God, I really never wanted that. Yeah. Like, even a little bit. I was just really scared. And not everyone will agree on the political angle of that, but if you want to elect someone, but a little bit of you wants to be entertained by hating the other candidate winning, that's not a healthy way to participate in democracy. And I don't think that giving up The Bachelor is necessary to take a healthier approach to it.
No, personally, I need to turn on my TV these days and get away from that part of my television. Maybe watch Netflix.
And that's the other thing is if you think you've done your part by giving up The Bachelor, maybe you're not as motivated to do other things. It's called moral licensing. Giving up The Bachelor is not doing your part in the fight. You need to, like,
I think there are other ways you can get involved.
Exactly.
And that can also coexist with watching The Bachelor.
Yes. Yeah.
We will always watch The Bachelor.
I'm making
excuses
until I die.
Because it's the craziest Bachelor in history.
So dramatic.
All right. I want to give you guys a chance to talk to Olivia or the girls from Here to Make Friends. So let's go to some audience Q&A.
Hi, this question's for Olivia. Olivia, given everything that I've heard from you tonight, you're very different than you appeared on camera.
Really? Whoa.
In a very positive way.
Thank you.
So if Chris Harrison came to you tonight and said, Olivia, will you be our next Bachelorette? What would you
Absolutely
do?
Absolutely not.
Why?
I could never emotionally manipulate people for money. I would never do it. And I am used to being dumped, so I could never dump 29 people. It just physically is not possible. I wouldn't know what to say. No, I just could never do what was done to me, to other people. So
that's,
I would never do it. No. Thank you for your question. I appreciate it.
Hi, my question's for all of you. Obviously, you're not fans of the finalists, but if you could choose...
She's a big fan.
Oh. If you could choose any of the other girls from this season that aren't finalists and aren't Rachel, who would you want to see Nick with?
Liz. I think he was afraid for his image, so he let go of her because he was like, oh my God, this is going to screw up my relationship with other people. But I think she's a great girl, and I think they would have been an awesome match, and I think he did not keep his mind open in that respect.
That's a great answer. I'm going to say I do really like Vanessa and Raven. It's just really hard to see it as a competition because he so clearly loves Vanessa. I like them both. I would also like to see him explore his relationship with Christina. I love Christina. I think they really respected each other, and it would have been nice to see them explore that a little bit more.
They took my answer and my backup answer, so
I'm sorry.
I have to be boring and agree. I actually also really like Raven and Vanessa, and I think that Vanessa is probably the best match for Nick besides their geographical issues. But I think that Christina and Liz are also two people who are very much Nick's type, and especially Christina. I think we didn't get quite enough of her.
I say Corinne.
I agree.
They could nap together.
They had great chemistry. You can't deny that.
I feel like they're just more, I don't know, friend or mentor vibes. Like mentor that you like make out with inappropriately.
Once she bought him like a full outfit, I was like, you're done. Great family, though.
Thanks for your question.
I agree. If Corinne was older, they would make a beautiful brand together. Okay. Olivia, I was wondering... it seems like kind of a nightmare when they confiscate all of the things from you, like the TV and the magazines, whatever. Yep. But I was wondering about, do they actually confiscate books? Because I know Sean Lowe like led Bible studies and you strangely made controversy for reading, which is like,
it's crazy.
I know.
Sue me. It's I brought a couple. I love books. Sorry, guys. I'm not saying no one's smarter than me. I just like books. No, I brought a couple. And then as we were traveling to the for the airport, I bought like five more. So you can have books. I took them. I don't care. I'm very introverted and people exhaust me. Sorry, I'm exhausted right now. It's just, that's how I am. And so I sat in my room and I just read. Sue me. That's why I wasn't doing anything. I was just hanging out with my characters in my book.
If you keep saying that, someone is going to sue
me. Someone will sue me. Who's going to sue me? I'm getting Southern now, too. When I get feisty, I get Southern.
Thank you for your question. We have time for one more, maybe? No, we're done. We got to go watch the finale. Thank you guys for being here. Thank you guys. Hope to see you downstairs.
Thanks.
Thank you, ladies. Thank you, Nick, for a great season.
Thanks, Nick.
And that's it for Here to Make Friends on this snowy day. We'd like to thank Lee Blickley, Olivia Creedy, and of course, AOL Build, as well as our editor and producer, Nick Offenberg.
We'll be back tomorrow with our full finale recap with Phoebe Robinson. Thanks for listening.
Want even more Bachelor stories in your life? Sign up for HuffPost's entertainment email for even more roses.
More roses.
More virtual roses.
More most dramatic moments ever.
Juicy celeb news, hilarious late night bits, and also some award show coverage and more.
Yeah, it's not all Bachelor out there, but a lot of it is. To subscribe, tap the image on the Acast player, or if you have no idea what we're talking about, just go to bit.ly/entnewsletter. That's bit.ly/entnewsletter.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.